happen to have a black student, Mr. Burke, in this course in recent United States history. And I think after the first meeting of the course in September, he came up to speak to me, and in an offhand way, I said, well, I hope everything is going all right with you. And he said, well, since you've asked, it isn't. So I said, well, come around to my office after class and tell me what it is, maybe I can be of some help to you. Well, he said that he had written from on Howard University stationery, where he'd been teaching, to the university club, indicating that he would like to have a quiet, clean room in Madison, where he could do a good deal of studying for his prelims in English. He was a candidate for a PhD in English. Rather than to live as a Negro at that time would have had to live, off in our Negro ghetto, now largely disappeared with the so-called urban renewal in that part of town. But he said on the third day, I think, or shortly after he had been accepted, there were relatively few graduate students at that time living in the dormitory of the University Club. After he got settled, he was visited by the House Committee and told that he would have to get out. He asked why, and he said there were people there who objected to having a Negro have a room
in the University Club.
And so I said, well, this is astounding. We're in the midst of a war, which is presumably in part being fought anyway, against racism, Nazi racism. And I'm sure there are many people in the University Club who would disapprove of the House Committee ousting you from your room. And I said, I know some of them, and I'll speak to them and see if we can do anything. So I spoke to Helen White, a great figure at the university, a liberal, and a champion of all good causes, Professor Agard in classics, and Dr. Paul Clark at the medical school, and probably a few others. And we started a campaign to require the management of the University Club to change its, if this was a policy, to change it. We got no response, as I recall it. But finally, Ms. White and two or three of us discovered that the committee of the University Club was having a luncheon downstairs somewhere. We decided to invade them and confront them and demand some response to our protest. I'll never forget Miss White. She was just wonderful. She said, gentlemen, they were all men, of course. She said, there was a time in this university club when women weren't admitted into it at all. But she said, you know, you really couldn't keep us out. We're here. And you might as well make up your mind to it. Negroes are going to be here. And why don't you just accept the fact gracefully? Well, this was terrific. She said it in her sweet and charming way. And finally, it was agreed that a referendum of the membership could be held, and that then the management would abide by the majority vote. Well, a great many of the liberals in the faculty were off in Washington doing war work and so on, but we hastily communicated with all that we could find, wherever they were, in one way or another, urging them to get their vote in promptly. And I remember Professor Naplan met me in Bascom Hall and said, in effect, you're ruining the club. And I said, well, in what way am I ruining it? And he said, this Negro business. He said, if the referendum favors admitting the Negro, a great many will resign from the club. And if it goes the other way, a great many will also resign. You liberals say that you will resign. So he said, it'll break the club up.
Either way.
And I said, well, two things. One, I'm not doing this alone. I'm just one of a group. And secondly, it it's something that we think is very important and we have to do. And if the club breaks up, it's too bad. He walked away. I must say that later in his life, Mr. Naplan, I'm sure, changed his views about Negroes. In many ways, as a visiting professor at the new University of Jamaica, in many other ways, indicated his sympathy with and appreciation of Negroes. But at that time, the admission of a Negro to have a residence in the club antagonized a very great number of the faculty. Fortunately, it was a minority, since in the referendum we won out substantially. However, Mr. Burke, the Negro, had many times sought refuge somewhere in the bush, as we called it. At the toward the end of the semester,